This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I want to thank our listeners to coming back to Your Valuable Home. Here on 1210 WPHT, we got a great show. This is one of the shows that we're going to be talking about is educational. It's all about education, and it's going to be the show of the day is roofing. So we're going to start with talking about my project, and we actually have my roofer with us today to talk about some of the things he's going to be doing, some of the things that I'm going to be doing, to talk about how I'm going to do the roof, the colors, why we're doing it, and it's all about the in-law suite, which we had probably the last three or four weeks now talking off and on about it. So John, thanks for coming on Your Valuable Home and talking about my roof that you're going to be doing.
Yes, no problem, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, sir. Welcome. Thank you.
Now, you've been on the air several times with us. We had always talked about roofing and how the industry has changed over the past 30 years. Recently, it's gotten seriously bad. But I trust John. I knew John for 20-some years. John's been doing my work for over 15 years now because he's a family man. He's on site, and that's why I've been using him. He's got the same concept that I do, is I'm actually working on site. But as John knows, I don't do roofing anymore. I don't want to touch anything roofing. And he's going to be doing my roof starting next week. And so, John, I called you up. I said, listen, I'm doing the addition on my roof. Here's what I'm looking at. You know, with your experience, what do homeowners do when the first thing they do is when they call you for the estimate? I mean, are you trying to sell them color or product? What are some of your thoughts when you're doing a roof?
I would rather sell them the workmanship, because the color and product are completely different, you know, but the workmanship is the most important, you know, for doing a roof, you know, so.
Right, and that's what I wanted to hear you say, because that's what we're going to be talking about in this college, is how to break down those roofing estimates. And believe me, our listeners are going to be shocked when they hear what I've got to say. Because like I said, you and I talked about this before, we're doing the roof, and I'm only doing it once. So when you put my roof on, I don't plan on doing this again. I just celebrated my 50th birthday. So if I'm getting 50 years out of the roof that you're putting on, I'm not going to redo it when I'm 100. I'm just going to let you know that now. So let's do it right the first time.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, so as far as doing that roof, of course, you know, we're going to be removing everything besides new construction. We'll remove everything off the roof. The siding's coming off where the roof meets the wall areas. You know, you're going to get all new step flashing. Okay, ice shield's going to go up the wall at least 10 inches. You know, lifetime shingles, a 50-year shingle, which will be applied, along with, I don't use felt paper anymore. It's a synthetic paper that we use.
What's the reason for the synthetic paper versus the felt paper? Does it just hold up better?
The synthetic paper is a lot better than the 30-pound or 15-pound felt paper.
Okay.
You know, it's actually it's a thing of the past. So it's actually less expensive and it's a better product.
Good, good, good. Let me ask you this, Kev. How much roof are we talking about here? Is it the roof over the balance of your house in addition to the in-law suite? Is that the whole thing?
Yes, we are going to be installing it. Well, it's going to be a complete new roof. Now, John did my previous shop, which is attached to the properties where I house everything, my truck and all that other stuff. But I'm going to replicate that shop, which is a black roof. We're doing the siding. It's going to be the Provia Timberline siding. It's a nice, deep, rich color. So we're going to match that same product. Now, the roof color I chose again is the black charcoal color, Sablewood. See, I'm old-fashioned. I think of it as Sablewood, the elk shingle, which elk was bought out by GAF. But John, is that correct? It's going to be charcoal is the color. Is that correct?
That is correct. GF charcoal. Yeah, the Timberline.
So it's going to be
the HDAR.
All right. So and now the HDAR, is that the algae resistant?
Yes, sir. And they have improved. GAF has improved their algae resistant shingle over the past year. So it's all for the better.
Is there any difference between a light shingle and a dark or black shingle in terms of the absorption of heat?
No, sir, there's not. The temperature will stay the same. Okay, this used to be a myth with the old shingles. They were all asphalt. So the sun would, of course, it draws to the darker product, and it would ruin the shingle quicker. Now they're all fiberglass mixed with a little asphalt. So it doesn't make any difference in heat. It's the same temperature in the attic. It's the same temperature on the roof, whether you white or black.
Okay.
Right, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. I'm not going to expose right now some of the things that you got to do for that, but there are ways to get around that. So never look at it as a black shingle. That's what I was talking to my wife about. You're putting a black shingle on, do what you like. The color changes are going to make a difference. Trying to save money thinking you're going to heat and or cool your house, it's going to do that. It really is not the issue, and John's absolutely right on that. It's a very minimal difference in the temperature. It's the look. And one of the things I was really going for is something different. And I've know John did a bunch of my jobs where I did the same color, and it's nobody has it. It's that black roof, which I know is very popular, the black roof, but it's the siding that I'm using. It's not done very much. And I'll start posting it more on Facebook so you can actually see the pictures as we're talking about it on the air. It's that deep, rich avocado, the outside of an avocado when it ripens, that dark grayish green black color all mixed into one. And with the black roof, it looks phenomenal. And on top of that, one thing I did on this job, different than the Shore House job, was that I'm putting black windows in. And that's what I'm looking to draw that black roof out, using those black windows. And I'm going to border the windows in a white Craftsman style trim piece, a polymer board that we're going to put around, which has some crown molding in it, but it's going to be white. That's really going to make those windows pop. And with that black window, black roof, I am so looking forward to getting this done because I'm about a week away. We're framing as we speak, because I'm here at my home office right now. We're framing as we speak the roof, getting ready for John to come in and apply that roofing product, because I can't get my subs in here until that roof's installed. And that's over the entire house. Right now it's a brown roof and we're going to be putting a black on, and he's going to start loading up next week. He's going to actually start with the old part of the house, stripping everything down, putting all the proper underlayments on, which we're going to explain to the college. And when he does that, the next day he comes to the new roof, applies all that new product on. We're going to have a great looking roof.
So how many days do you anticipate it'll take you, John, to get his house done, get Kevin's house done?
2 days. That would be it.
2 days?
2 days,
wow.
To finish the product.
How many square feet is that?
I think it's about 3,700 square feet.
So you're really moving in 2 days to get that done.
Yes, indeed. You know, we got the right guys, same guys. It's great. It's like a family. So everything is all simultaneous, and it's done professionally, of course, obviously. But, within 2 days, that roof job will be done.
So then you can start with the other work, right, Kev?
Yeah, well, when he's actually doing the roofing, I'm actually finishing up some interior stuff. It's about safety also, and now with the COVID virus, so we're trying to keep everybody separate, so no crews are working together. One's going to be inside, one's outside. One's on the outside on one side of the house, I'm on the other side of the house. We're trying to follow the CDC guidelines to doing everything and doing it correctly. So it is taking me a couple days longer with the subs, which we're going to get into further, talking about how these CDC guidelines really work. But with John up there, nobody's going to be near his crew for at least 25 to 50 feet from him at the closest. But yeah, John's going to get done this quick. He's been doing my roofs for such a long time. It's the same guys. I know the work they do. They're very thorough with everything. They nail correctly. And I'm really looking forward to getting this roof done.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, at COVID-19, for the uneducated like me, who don't know that much about planning construction projects, big construction projects, you would think would slow everything down. But if it only takes you 2 days to do a roof, it's 3,000 some square feet, probably isn't slowing you down at all. Is it, John?
No, sir, it's not. You know, it's not even a matter of the COVID-19 because... of course, we've been approved, you know, from the governor mm-hmm. to do this type of work. But it's just the matter of doing the job properly and working with the other contractors, you know. So, it doesn't slow us down at all.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that in the college coming up. We got to take a break here and get into the horror story. So, John, hold on tight. We'll be with you in the college. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
John, great talking to you.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Now is the time to replace your old, worn, foggy windows. Save energy and money with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Right now, save up to 50% off window installation on the best windows for your home. Wood, fiberglass, or vinyl windows. Quality brands like Marvin and Provia Windows. Schedule a free estimate and save 50% off window installation until June 12th. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, the only national award winner for window installation and customer service in the tri-state area. Tom Adams WC.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And thanks for coming back to a great horror story that I've been building up over the past couple of weeks. Looking forward to the show. John decided to remain on the air with us and throw in a couple more 2 cents because of the horror story that you find in a roof. And I tell you, when I see roofers today doing a roof, it's a different atmosphere. John and I have been friends for a long time. He knew I got out of the roofing end of the business back in 1996. And one of the reasons why is just, it's a different animal. It's a different beast. And I don't want to be part of that. I'm still hands-on every day with Dave working. And it's difficult. It's definitely a difficult industry. And where I was leading up to the college and some of the information that I was gathering is how to get the right contractor. So what I did was I actually put on Facebook and I was just throwing things out there and just having people write in saying, hey, use this guy, use that guy. So I started doing my homework on who they had used. And I tell you, one of the things I was looking for was to see if contractors replace the flashing. And every job I've been to that I went to look at the contractor's work, they did not replace the flashing. And that is the most important single element of a roof that when you have a leak 9.9 out of 10 times, is the roof flashing. And none of them, not one. That was 10 out of 10 jobs I went to Not one roofer replaced the flashing. And the roof was ripped off. They said, hey, you know, the homeowners were happy. They did a great job cleaning up. And but I started going through some of the elements that they didn't do. And I tried to be as a homeowner to the people when I went to their house. One of the guys knew who I was. And I listen, I'm not here to badmouth anybody. And I said, listen, I know you got a new roof. But the number one reason is the flashing. And I said to him, listen, when are you doing your roof again? So the one gentleman said, never. And I said, well, why did you get new flashing? I'm probably set it in your contract. And this is what led me into getting all my information for the college on how to break down an estimate. Because roofers just don't care anymore. They just want to come in, slap it up. They're not replacing the flashing. And listen, I'm not, again, trying to badmouth contractors. If you think you're doing it, come on the air and talk about it. Let me look at your work. Let me see the workmanship and see that flashing being replaced. Because that is the single most important thing of a roof is to get that flashing, because that's where the prone areas are for that leak. So, I mean, do you agree, John?
I totally agree. Again, flashing is considered step flashing. Flashing is considered counter flashing around your chimney, around the walls, and also drip edge metal. That's considered flashing as well. So these are the most important things. You don't have these, then you're not getting a good job. So
John, let me ask you this. Kevin says in his experience, it's most often not replaced. Why would somebody do that? Is it to save time? Is it to save material costs? Is it to save money? Why do they do it?
It's to save time. Time and money for another roofing company, okay, is all about the key. So, you know, I guess for them. But if you don't do it right the first time, then why do it the second time?
Not only that, but they got to be thinking or know that they're going to get callbacks on this, right? So it's really more time at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's more time at the end of the day or the end of the job. But again, it's all about timing. You know, they can get it done in one day, a 2-day job in one day. That's what they're going to do. So, you know, it's called shortcuts.
Called shortcuts.
And
yeah.
Those shortcuts. We did a horror story just about 2 months ago, and it was funny because there was two companies that have been around for 5 years. I did my homework looking how long they've been around. And people hired two separate contractors in a development about two blocks apart. And it was the same subcontractor they used, because it was a white truck with some green spray paint on the side. And then about 3 days later, I saw that same truck under a different name, company name, doing the job. And that's all it is today. If homeowners really knew what this industry really was, it opened their eyes a lot more to say, hey, wait a minute, we better do our homework before we hire somebody. And one of the most important things, and here's why it makes it so much easier, and John's gonna agree with me on this, is a cell phone. Years and years ago, when I was doing the roofing, it was based on trust. Today, why don't these roofers take pictures of their job showing that they replaced the flashing, showing they put the ice and weather shield down correctly, showing all that. Wouldn't that make it easier to do it that way? And it was just recently, I was at a job where somebody called me up, one of my wife's friends, and said, hey, listen, we have a leak. We had a roof done about 6 months ago. Could you come out and look at it? I said, yeah, that's not a problem, because they thought it wasn't the roof because the way the siding was set up. So I went in and I looked at the job, and I said, well, listen, why don't you come up with me if you can be safe? I'll show you the problem. So as we walked up there, we pulled the step flashing area where the J-channel was. We pulled the J-channel way back. There was a piece of step flashing missing. But I showed him the step flashing was the old existing flashing. Now, yeah, it can work. Don't get me wrong. It's not saying your roof's definitely going to leak. But there's already a hole in there. You paid for it in the contract. So I said to the homeowner, this is why it's leaking. Because you're putting a standard weight shingles, which you had them prior. Now you're putting a metric shingle on, which is a 5/8 inch larger shingle. So that step flashing, when you add 5/8, 5/8, 5/8, 5/8, it's going to go up to 7 inches. And then you're going to be missing a piece of flashing. So you need to then stick a new piece in. Well, why not just put new flashing in from the beginning, because it's in the contract? Well, about 10 minutes later, I got home. I got a call from the roofer, who I knew the roofer, and he's yelling at me for telling the homeowner that. And I said, well, listen, I said, sir, I'm not here to badmouth you, but your subs did not put the flashing in. It's in the contract. Why are you upset with me? I just went there and told him, the homeowner, what the problem was. And this is where we're getting today. I've done a roofing show before, and I get more flack from roofing contractors saying, why are you telling homeowners this? I said, well, should you do the right job from the beginning? Because if you do it that way, you're never going to have a problem. And today it's all about sales. How can I sell you? Just because it's cheap doesn't mean it's that great. So you got to really look at, don't look at the price. It's what are you getting for that price?
So in exactly. essence, you know, a contractor, if he's got subs, is he physically telling or consciously telling the subs not to put the step flashing in?
Oh, gosh, no, no. Anybody that tells not to put step flashing in, they shouldn't be in business. So
I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, you know.
So the subs are taking it upon themselves not to put it in just to save time on the job and get out of the job and get on to another job.
That is correct. You know, and again, if you're the owner, the businessman, and you're not there watching over an untrustworthy subcontractor, then it's your problem because it's going to come back, you know. So, but yet not once, I'll tell you, I think we're around for 47 years. No advertisement, nothing. So, again, we're busy all year round. So we're doing the right thing, and it's all about the flashing, you know. Okay. So that's okay. all we do.
So, but we're going to talk about this in the horror story or the college coming up, and it's going to be a great segment. So, Ron, what do we got going on there?
We got going on. Well, John's with us for the whole show today, and John and Kevin are going to take you through the elements of a roofing job that make for a good job, and if you don't get them, you're probably going to have problems. So stick with us.
And you're going to be shocked. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Now is the time to replace your old, worn, foggy windows. Save energy and money with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Right now, save up to 50% off window installation on the best windows for your home. Wood, fiberglass, or vinyl windows. Quality brands like Marvin and Provia Windows. Schedule a free estimate and save 50% off window installation until June 12th. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, the only national award winner for window installation and customer service in the tri-state area. TomAdamsWC.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT. And we're going to be continuing with the roofing show. I call it the roofing show because we're going to educate every listener out there and upset every roofer out there. Because when you find out what I'm going to be able to tell you here, it's not going to be good for the homeowners, because they're probably thinking in their mind right now that they probably got ripped off, even though they think that roofer did a great job. So John's still with us on the air. He's been with us the entire show, and he's going to throw his two cents in also. But I want to talk about how to break down estimates on a roofing. A lot of times when you talk to homeowners, they do ask some good questions, but then I ask a lot better ones, and the homeowners just don't know how to answer it. Now, what we're talking about when you break down an estimate, and I'm sure, Ron and John, you've seen it before where you're getting an estimate. Everyone's trying to get three estimates, and they're trying to compare the estimates, but how do you compare that estimate? That's what I let the people know, is you just can't look at a bottom line number, because that's the first thing any homeowner, when I tell them, when you get an estimate, what do you look at? It's the price. But there's so much more involved into that price. And one thing we're going to start is, when you get into this, is about roofing shingles. See, my personal opinion, and John will probably attest to this, yes, you can go over roofing, but I love to rip everything off. I want to be able to inspect that plywood. And if the plywood's in good shape, then you can start your application to put everything on. But a lot of the times where if you have the 3/8 plywood or some damage to the plywood, if you do a re-roof, you do not get new plywood. You do not get new flashing with a re-roof. But again, it's a lot less expensive. But it's a real good way for roofers to make money, because that's what they rather do. I mean, I would even go into it because I don't have to strip it off. And that's one of the more difficult things to do with roofing, is to strip it off. Now, John, I got a couple questions for you. When you're ripping off, how do you price roofing plywood in? Because I'm sure people say, hey, we don't know how much you have. How do you price it in?
Well, Kevin, I usually, with every estimate, okay, a removal of the roof up to two layers. So this way, at least the homeowner knows that they're covered. If they only have one, if it's mentioned only one, then they're getting charged with two. So up to two layers plywood is $55 per sheet installed, and that is for CDX. Douglas fir sheathing, not OSB board, not 3/8 inch, not pine, but it's Douglas fir sheathing.
Well, OSB is not designed to take that.
John, you probably wouldn't want to use OSB on a roof, would you?
Well, today, without mentioning any names, but most of the roofs are put up with OSB board.
You're talking about development roofs?
Yes, yeah, your new construction jobs are OSB. But in the lateral dates, you know, your older roofs are 3/8-inch plywood or 3/4-inch tongue and groove sheathing. Again, going with a Douglas fir, if it's, there's moisture in the attic, if there's any type of wetness, it will not buckle or ruin as quick as pine and OSB board.
And that's what it's designed to do. OSB is more designed for the vertical. So that's what, but yes. I've seen a lot of times when people are getting the roofs and I'm watching it, and I do love to watch people doing roofs because I want to make sure that they're doing it right. There, I've seen plywood that it's dark, it's black. Maybe just a corner section of the end of the plywood is rotted, and they're going over it. Well, and again, I can't say this enough. You're doing your roof once. If you're going to be doing it once, why not replace it? Because you're going to be doing it for 50 years. And that's one of the things that we had talked about with a couple of the roof jobs that people got done. They said, well, you know what? We're okay with that. He just went over. Well, I'm not okay with that. If you're going to do a job, do it right the first time. And now, taking the next step, after the plywood's now established and you're in good shape, we've got to talk about the ice and weather shield, the synthetic paper. And ice and weather shield's one of the big things. It's such a great protection for the ice damming that happens. Now, Florida, it's not really going to help. If you do have certain prone areas in lower sections where they put it on, which is when you're getting a roof done, you'll see this dark tar membrane that is applied right down from the beginning of the plywood and on up. And this is where I have a problem with roofers. And I had a great conversation. I was down at one of the home shows down in Atlantic City, and I'm chatting with a homeowner or a contractor. And I said, hey, listen, why don't you bring the ice and weather shield down below the gutter? Because once you give ice a path to get in, it's not going to work. You're not stopping that ice. He said, well, you know what he said to me? He goes, it's going to cost more money to do it that way. And I said, I get it. I completely agree with you, but take this into consideration. The homeowner is only doing this once. And I said, about 2 years ago, we had a bad ice storm, not recently, last couple of years in the Philadelphia area. It's been pretty good. But in the wintertime, I got 3 phone calls in a development very close to us. And they said, listen, we're having some ice damming issues. Can you come look? And first thing they asked, they said, listen, do we have ice shield? Because the roof's brand new. We had it done this summer. And I said, yes, it was done, but it was improperly installed. I said, the way it's designed, if ice has a path to get up there, it has approximately 2,000 PSI, it's going to tear the plywood up. Because there is a gap, usually about a half inch gap between the fascia and the plywood. So if you're giving ice that way to get up there, it's going to go. And I always say to people, listen, ice shield is not designed to stop ice damming. It's designed to prevent it from coming into your house when it melts. Now, when it works its way up the roof, it's going to get to an area of the roof where it's inside your house. And you do have some heat loss still coming through the insulation. It's just the nature of the beast. It's slowing it up at the insulation, but once that starts to melt, you see a leak. The leak's going to be a little stain that's going to show up on the outside of your roof. It's going to be minimal damage probably when it comes in, or it could be worse. But even if it's minimal damage, you're still looking at about $800 fix for somebody to come out, patch it, put the prime kill on, paint it. Your insurance deductible is $1,000, so it's not really worth it. So why not ask the roofer, hey, listen, how much would it cost to take the gutters down, take the fascia down, bring the ice and weather shield down to the fascia, and then put everything back up? Might be anywhere from like $800 to $1,000, but now you've got a peace of mind for the next 50 years. John, do you agree with me on that?
I do, indeed. You know, if you don't get the ice shield behind the gutter, the ice shield is worthless.
It's amazing when I do watch a lot of the roofers that are doing work in this area. They're just applying it to the top of the plywood. You can actually still see the face of the plywood. So it's not really doing their job. So homeowners should be asking, hey, listen, are you properly installing this? And if you're not, why would you do the job if you're not properly doing it? And again, I blame it on a lot of these contractors. They're subbing out. The subs aren't getting paid to do all this extra work. So why do it? Well, the roof's designed for the homeowner. Pay a service for the homeowner. Not the roofer to make more money out of it. If a roofer needs to do that, really, should they be in business? These are some of the questions that I always ask. And then when we talk about the synthetic paper, 15-pound felt paper, the synthetic paper to me, either way, it's a new and improvement. I don't see any benefit, but it is easier to walk on because I know when we did our last edition, John, I grabbed some of that felt paper, the synthetic paper ahead of time, and it does help when you have one of those more unwalkable roofs. Your thoughts?
Yes, indeed. It definitely helps with, because you got more traction with it, with the synthetic paper. You know, it's actually waterproof. I don't think the 30-pound of felt paper is not, but it's definitely a better product, you know, especially for your steeper pitches.
Let me ask the both of you a question. Years ago, I mean, I've been in my current house for 18 years. Before that, I had an addition put on my other house, and it was a winter time. It was one ice storm after the other, and I'm sitting in my addition, which was my office, and it starts raining in there. Starts raining in there. Okay, is that because I didn't have an ice shield?
More than likely, you know, that ice shield does prevent, because you have the heat from inside your house going up, and it's actually doing a capillary action for the snow and weather that's on the outside and drawing the water on the inside. So ice shield does prevent that.
Well, I guess I didn't have ice shield. I guess the contractor I had at the time did not put ice shield on, and I paid the price for that. I'm up on my roof with a hammer with the flu knocking ice off so it wouldn't rain in my room. No. But anyway, I digress. So let's go on. What are some of the other aspects of getting a good, sound roofing job?
Well, I can tell you this, okay? First, we always take photos, okay? We send them to the homeowner's emails. So when the roof is off, take a picture. When the ice shield is on, take a picture. When the flashing is on and replaced, take a picture.
Take a picture.
And then, of course, and then you have your synthetic paper and then shingles. Take a picture, because they're not home, or they really don't know what they're looking at, but take a photo. And this is what keeps me busy all year round.
So let me ask the both of you this question. Seems logical to me. Shouldn't homeowners request that a phrase like "photos will be taken at each phase of this roofing project," shouldn't that be in the estimate that they sign off on?
Yes, sir, most certainly. Most people do not take photos, but that is a perfect way for the homeowner to know exactly what they're getting.
So the guys say, well, we don't have a camera.
Well, do you agree more?
Do you have a cell phone? Just take them with your cell phone. That's perfectly fine, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we do. We take it with the cell phones, and we send them to their emails.
But you know what the problem is? A lot of the roofers are going to be thinking, oh, then we can't do the shortcuts. Because like I said, I've been seeing jobs that just the roofers, their subs are not doing the flashing, which I want to get into a little bit more and how that flashing really should be done. So, John and Rob, we're going to take a little break. We've got a lot more to talk about with the Roofing Contracting Breakdown Estimate Show. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Now is the time to replace your old, worn, foggy windows. Save energy and money with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Right now, save up to 50% off window installation on the best windows for your home. Wood, fiberglass, or vinyl windows. Quality brands like Marvin and Provia Windows. Schedule a free estimate and save 50% off window installation until June 12th. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, the only national award winner for window installation and customer service in the tri-state area. TomAdamsWC.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron
I want to thank our listeners coming back to the Roofing Show. One of the great things I love doing about breaking down these estimates is really educating the homeowners on really how to get these estimates to a point where they're going to say, hey, I know I'm going to get a great job, and it's about roofing. We still have John, my roofer, talking about how to get these estimates and how to break them down. But John, I really want to talk more about the flashing, because one of the things that you and I know that most of these roof leaks are happening because of the flashing. Now, years ago, when you and I talked, I mean, this is going back 20-some years ago, there was a lot of aluminum siding, a lot of the old clapboard. Today, when we're replacing a roof, the vinyl siding has been out long enough where vinyl siding is up on the house. The vinyl siding is where it's attached and where they're meeting the roof with the siding. Vinyl is so easy to pull off. So my question is, why don't these roofers pull that siding off, pull the underlayment back up, which is usually a Tyvek or a Typar, some underlayment that's under there, run ice and weather shield up 6 to 10 inches on the wall, put new flashing down, bring that Tyvek back over top of the flashing, tape it to the flashing, put the siding back on and have your shingles down, and you're never going to have a leak. How much harder is that to do?
Kevin, it's really not that difficult at all, but when you're only in it for the money and not the quality of the job, that'll never be done.
And there again, you go. Good answer.
Take pictures. So you take a photo of it. Here it is. You know, this way at least the homeowner knows exactly what was done. But that's the shortcuts. They call them shortcuts.
You know, I talked to a couple of the homeowners that had some roofing done recently, and they were asking, you know, how do I check? And I said, well, listen, the first thing is, if you get up on your roof, be safe. I don't want anybody just going up there. As a homeowner, you really need to be safe. But if you have the availability to get up there and take a look, being safe, of course, or hire somebody who's a professional to check the roof if it was just done, to see if that step flashing was replaced. Because now you can't take pictures because the roof's done. But those are some good options that your roofer should probably do. If you call your roofer back, I think that'll be best as a safety feature, to call them back, say, listen, get up on my roof. I know I just had it done 2 months ago. I just want you to take pictures of that flashing. You should be able to pull the siding back so I can see at least there's brand new step flashing put in. Because if I'm going to be paying you for this job, what if about 3 years I go out of business as being the contractor? Well, the homeowner now has no recourse to go back. They're going to be paying for somebody to come out and fix it. So let's do it right the first time. So your roofer, whoever you hired, should be able to do that. So for our listeners, have the roofer come back if it was recently done within the last 6 months. And just say, listen, you didn't get any pictures. I just want you to come back and take the pictures because you paid for that. Homeowners, you paid for that flashing to be replaced. So it should have been done from the beginning. And, you know, I tell you, I got to go back to the one story, Ron, that John and I did about a customer who was calling me up where John was going to be doing the job. And they said, wow, John's really expensive. And I went back over to the house and I said, look, let me read that estimate and contract that this contractor is going to be doing for your roof. He left out so many things in there. I said, well, listen, let's call him back up and ask that, why isn't this in there? Why isn't that in there? Well, the next thing you know, that other roofer was about $2,000 higher than John. But John already had all the bells and whistles put in doing it right. But again, what a lot of people look at is that low price. And that's what it is today. In roofing, it's all about price. Everybody's happy that they get the yard cleaned and the nails picked up, but they're never really looking at the quality of the job that was performed by the roofer.
Well, a lot of things were all about price today, Kevin, and a lot of them should not be. You know, a lot of home improvement, not just roofing, but a lot of home improvement projects are about price. People don't look at the long haul. They commonly don't do that. That's a misgiving of the American consumer. They're looking to get it done. They're looking to get it done now, and they're not looking at the long haul. You agree?
Absolutely. Well, with the roofing especially. I mean, John's been doing roofing. He's been around a long time where him and I both understand when you're getting a roof done, you're making a 40 to 50 year decision. Even if you get a 50 year roof, at 40 years, you're probably going to be sick of the color. But for that first 40 years, I do not want to have a problem with the roof. And that's why I always kind of let people know, listen, the reason why I'm a little bit more money, it's not that I'm charging you more to make a profit on my jobs. I'm giving you so much more because callbacks are a major issue. And I don't have the manpower to do the callbacks. So Dave and I have been together for so long, we're going to do it right the first time. Because if you have callbacks, it's going to cost me a lot more money. It doesn't take it a lot more to do it right, and just charge that a little extra dollars, but explain why you're going to be charging. Hey, here's what we're going to be getting. The flashing, we're going to be taking pictures. We're going to be putting the ridge vent on. All the pipe collars are going to be replaced. By getting that job and having that exposure by a roofer, that's a good roofer explaining, because he's going to be taking pictures of your roof. The ones that don't want to take pictures, be weary. Be very weary of them, because I don't think you're going to get a great job out of that.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's resisting that, that's a tip off to me that watch out, here it comes. You know, they're going to try to cut a corner someplace. So I think it's a great idea.
Yes, indeed. And if I may add, pictures are not a close-up shot of one piece of flashing. You know, so if you're going to take a shot of a little, and you get a little tiny bit, no, that's not helping anything. You got to do a standaway, and this way you see the whole nine yards. You know, the flashing's done, the ice shield's up the wall, the ice shield's at the gutter area, an inch and a half into the gutter instead of just along the roof edge. All these things are important.
I agree with you, John. I mean, somebody takes a close-up of one piece of flashing, that could be the one piece of flashing they put down, right?
That is correct, and I've seen it, believe me, for as long as I've been around. But, yeah, they'll take a close-up shot of something. I'm thinking, well, where's this at? Where's this at on my house? You know, I have no idea.
Before. I've seen it done.
Yep.
Yeah, very good point.
So when you're breaking down that estimate, if you have any questions, you can always give me a call. Listen, I don't physically do roofing anymore, but it's amazing to see how these roofers just get by with having a very vague contract written up. There should be a lot of stipulations in there. Here's another thing beside pictures. Your cell phone takes video. So stand 10 feet away and take a picture of all that flashing that's been replaced. It's so much better. You're going to feel more comfortable with the contractor you hired, because even though if you see their name around, there's a lot of questions you could always ask, and we have it here on the show. We can always talk about it, but flashing is the one thing. When I did my homework over the past 2 weeks, getting my information to you, the listeners, this is one thing I've noticed. They're just not replacing the flashing. And with flashing, I can't begin to tell you how important it is. Ridge vent. Here's another thing with ridge vent, how important that is. Now, I know earlier in the show, we only got about a minute left. We talked about the darkness of the shingle. I always let people know, if you feel heat up in your second floor and you have a black roof, that's not because of the black roof. That's due to lack of insulation in your attic. Just pop your head up in the attic and see how much insulation you have. Because today, if you have very little insulation and you see that R38, which is a minimum code today, even R42, that's the minimum requirements. Put another layer of insulation on, you shouldn't feel that. But hopefully this is a good bit of information that our listeners can absorb. And again, if you have any other questions, you can give us here at the call the show here at 215-364-3286. And I want to thank John for coming on and doing this and letting our listeners know how to properly get a great roofing estimate. Ron, John, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank John, you, how do people get in touch with you real quick? How do people get in touch with you?
By the cell phone, sir.
Which is?
267-255-9155.
Stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. And we want to thank our listeners for hanging tight, staying safe, and be positive. We're almost through this.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.